This morning, the Youth League, having on his head the president of the Youth League of PDC, Mr. Kwadwo Konan-Berteh, has decided to start fighting for his right of speaking on the national television. So this was the purpose of the meeting we attended today.
Why wouldn't you go through the proper channels?
Yes. You know that PDC LDR is a democratic party. And we think that talking about democracy means that we should have the same rights on using media, television, radio, and press to speak to our people about our ideology and everything that we are thinking about for the country. Unfortunately for our country, so many years going on, only FPI, the party on power, and his people have the right to speak on the television. And then they are using the television for propaganda. And this is not good in this condition of election we are attending now. So if we want the coming election to be a democratic one, it's our right to get the same timing on the national television. This is the purpose.
Why didn't your party formally write to the national television, RTI, to have equal voice rather than protest or demonstrate? That didn't serve you well, did it?
You know, PDCI is a very common life party. And then we've already done all those processes. And I can tell you that 7 months ago, our party decided not to get any more the television, the national television, to cover our activities. Then they decided to change. But now going, we are not getting even 4% of the time that we should have on the television. And then from that now, we've decided to go there, not to enforce the television to get us there. No. We just wanted to write to them, to give them the letter to say we are tired of this attitude. We want you to consider us as a political party. This was the view.
Did you succeed in what you wanted to do? Because obviously, some of your people were injured when you clashed with police.
Yes, we decided to have a peaceful walk to the National Television Office. Unfortunately, the power decided to bring us about 500 policemen to stop us. And they used so huge power against our people that we could not reach where we were going to.
Your party says that you are being marginalized. Why do you say that?
What we can tell you is that the opposition in Cote d'Ivoire is a very well-organized one. This afternoon, we attended in the office of the president of the Youth League of PDC, a meeting of the youth, the Common Association of Youth Leagues of the what we call here RHDP, those parties who are near of Félix-Houphouët-Boigny vision of political issues. And this organization is composed by youth of PDC, youth of LDR of Mr. Ouattara, youth IDPC of Mr. Mabri Twakeus, and youth of MFA of Mr. Anaki Kobena. And we've decided to have a common meeting on the next Friday coming. And from this time going, we'll let the international opinion know what we are going to organize now. But we are not going to stop fighting. That I can assure you.
Are you saying that other opposition groups are coming together to challenge the president's party? Is that the case?
Yes, I can tell you, yes. We've got the necessary support this afternoon, and we are going to show it out by the meeting that we are going to attend on Friday. And by Friday going, yes, it will be a common fight that we are going to organize now.